our world. Warm, comfortable, familiar. But when we look up, we wonder, do we occupy a special place in the cosmos? Is the universe welcoming or hostile? We can stand here forever wondering. There's only one way to find out.
Hey, Ace?
Yeah, I'm away, Ace. There we go. See, this always happens. I don't know why. Like I said, we've been under a DDoS. We just had to change all of our informations.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting to do that.
I don't know if this is working.
Casting 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, testing. it says I'm broadcasting. Okay. Oh, snap. Okay, it's working.
Oh, yay.
Yay, we did it finally. I apologize for that, everybody. So we can't broadcast silence, apparently, which means I will be having a background music playing. Okay, all right. Let's just hit the reset button. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are now dropping the bass with DJ Pony Ace with a surprising lacking amount of bass. Tonight we'll be doing an interview with I Love Kim Possible a Lot, or better known as KP Pony.
Hi.
Also tonight we have my co-host, Miss Ruby.
Hello.
So Miss KP, tell us a bit about what you do in the community.
Alright, I do analytical videos, and I guess my shtick is that I'm funny. Or I like to pretend that I'm funny, but I think people laugh. Either that or they just all pity me. But my videos are usually pretty short. They're only like 2 minutes compared to the 5 or even 10 minute usual analytical videos. And I use a lot of outside sources, like clips from other all sorts of other. Whatever you can imagine, basically. I've used Futurama clips, I've used Disney clips before, I've used TV Trope Page stuff, I've used Simpsons, I've used a lot of random things. And I probably come off as either really funny or really annoying to some people, and I promise I'm not 14. I think that pretty much sums me up. I also do things outside analytical, so I just don't stick to reviewing episodes. I have a radio play coming out. I have this project that I'm here to indirectly to promote that I just released a trailer for about last week. And I'll be doing Q&A soon. I think that's it. For the season 4 schedule, I've been releasing videos every Thursday after the episode. So it comes kind of late compared to most... compared to most other people, I get a lot of... Sorry, I talk a lot. That's just a warning, but,
it's fine.
Where was I? Oh, so, which is... Okay, so I release videos usually Thursdays after the episode premieres, and that's usually late, or, a while compared to everyone else, and I get asked, like, why do you take so long? They're only, like, 30 seconds long. It's like, because life. Just be glad I'm making them, so... That's usually my retort, and I think that's it. I think that's all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, how did you get into making the videos?
I was Jane. I had a deviant art, which I draw quite badly compared to other people. And I had a little bit of a fan base. I had like 100 watchers or something. I remember back in the day when 100 watches was like the best thing ever. And then I moved to Tumblr and I started getting traffic on Tumblr because I released like blogs every day about ponies. Usually just animation stuff in general before I was into the ponies. But I saw DigiPonies Q&A where he just like, I don't know if you guys have seen that, but he just sits there and he like, he's on camera with his brother and just answers a lot of questions and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I could do that for my Tumblr. And then I asked, I just had people submit things. And I did maybe 10-minute Q&A where I just rambled aimlessly. And I had my traditional drawn OC, which you can, if you really want to, you can dig in my DA and find it. But I've come a long way. So I don't, one of the things that people don't know about me, I don't do the OC faces. My friend Request101 does them, and how I approached her, I was like, hey, I think I can do this analysis thing. Do you want to make OC faces so I can do videos? And she's like, sure, that sounds amazing. So she did them for free, thank God, because I don't have any money. And then she made more and more over time, and I just, like, we read each other very well. She's very cartoon savvy, too. So, and then I started from there, and then I started to, and then I started from there, and then I just kind of grew and grew and did more things, and that's the story, basically. It's not as romantic as I would like it to be, but.
So, when you got into the Ponyverse, rather, did you do anything before you got into the Ponyverse?
I drew. I didn't make anything of the video type because that was very much a learning curve when I decided I wanted to do this. But I draw, and I haven't drawn for like a year, but yeah. I'm very like passionate about media and animation, so it's basically, if you look at my DA, it's all like crappy fan art that I've been doing over the years, and I've always been into things. Like, I've always had this kind of it's usually like this one show and like that I focus in on and I get inspired. If you can tell by my name, the first really big one that impacted my life was Compossible, and then but I've always kind of been like that, so it kind of expanded. And then when the thing that clicked with me is the Discord reforming episode, and that like legitimately got me passionate about the ponies. If it wasn't for that, I mean, I was very casual about the ponies, but I don't think I would have pushed myself to do all this. But yeah, so just long story short, just drawing really. I didn't in Compossible message boards when I was younger. Not really anything extravagant.
Yeah. When did you join the Ponyverse?
With KeepCon Flutter On, which was last January, but okay. I was like in it. I was like watching casually before that. I was probably watching casually about halfway through season two when as the ponies started to take over the internet, I was kind of curious because. One of the things that bothered me about the Kim Possible fandom is there were more guys than girls, and people are like, why are you watching Kim Possible? You're like in high school. Why? I'm like, it's good though. It shouldn't matter what the age group is targeted for. So when I saw the bronies, I'm just like, oh my God, they're like me. Oh my God. So I had to go watch the show. And I didn't click with it immediately, like KP. I did with KP, but it took a while, but I eventually got there. So, yes. So, that's what intrigued me to start give the ponies a chance in the beginning. So, if it wasn't animated, or if it didn't have this big kind of niche about the bronydom, I probably would have just passed. Just, you know, like, it's okay. But... does that answer your question? Sorry, I think I rambled for like 15 minutes about one question.
Oh no, it's perfectly fine. I love okay. It when my guests ramble because it makes things so much easier. Good job. Yes, it did.
Gold it star did for you.
It did answer my question. Mm-hmm. So, let's see, next question. How do you make the media?
Well, okay, so, when I first started, I edited everything myself, which was the pain in the ass. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say ass, but anyway, I have this program called Camtasia, which is kind of like an okay-ish editing program that I got, that I don't really know how to, pirate things or anything, so, it's like a free program, so I just got it. And I edited with that, and it was okay. It served my purpose about, you know, just editing and adding fun pony faces on the slides and stuff. And as I started to get more popular, and as this project, the secret project, became more demanding, then I need help. So I put an ad out for, you know, hey editors, if you want to edit for me, you know, you can get credit and stuff. So, and then I went in a process of hiring volunteers, which sounds weird, but you'd be surprised that you actually have to have a process. So, and then I got a group of volunteers, and I was like, you know what, I could work with this. So I taught them my style, and so became my team. So I now have a team, and I basically put out ads every time people leave, because at the end of the day, it is a volunteer job, and you aren't getting paid, so this can't really be a priority. But usually how it works now is I write the script after the episode airs. I record it and I send them the raw recording and the script, and the script has notes about how I want it edited, and they send me a version back. And I'm like, this is good, change this. And then we go back and forth, basically, until Thursday, or usually Wednesday night, and then I get the video ready to upload and add the annotations and all that fun stuff. So that is the process.
So who all helps you with your videos? About how many people?
I have a team of, usually, 10 people, and I'm sure, how do you even, why do you have so many people? Your videos seem so simple. I'm just like, huh, they're not. So, it's people that it's like, you know what, I want to get more involved in the fandom. I don't really do anything. I have all these editing skills. This seems like a good opportunity. That's what I usually get, and I don't like when people would say, oh, I want to do it because you're popular and I want to get attention from you for my own things. I understand that, but at the same time, it's like, do it because you love it, not because you want something, because if you don't end up getting that thing that you want, then you're going to get it frustrated. But anyway, so it's kind of cycles, but usually people, and you usually have to wait a week or two to see who ends up sticking around. I'm like, you know, it's like, oh, this was fun, but I got stuff to do, so see you guys. But as far as who, I don't really have anyone known. They're just people who like my stuff, and they're like, hey, I want to edit for you. And it cycles a little bit, but not too much, and I think that's about it. And they get credit when they edit for me. They're at the ending, get the outro at the videos, they get a little block of importance, and I think that's about it. I also, for this project that I'm here to promote, that no one probably knows about, if you don't know about it, just go watch the trailer thing that I posted on my channel. Anyway, I actually have a few animators that I work with, because there's animation in it. I have about 5. And animators, I can't be as strict with the video editors as I like to be, because, you know, the animators are kind of a dime a dozen compared to video editors, especially on YouTube. But the animators are pretty much done. I mean, it's to the point where the project's pretty much done. It's just tweaking and editing and tweaking and scoring and following and blah blah. But that's about it. And then I have the cast for the radio play, but the cast is just kind of recording lines. So I don't really work with them. I put some editors on, you know, answering emails and doing secretary work, which is really funny, but I like people to work with me who kind of, sorry if I'm boring you with this, but I like people when they work with me, just to kind of one stop shot. They can edit audio, they can edit video, they can do all this and that, blah blah blah. So they're usually in charge of sending out the reminders and stuff. And I think I'm done. So you can ask me the next question now.
collaborations. Have you had any, I hate to use this term, but horse famous collaborations?
I had a lot when I first started out. Off season, I kind of like off season better, even though no one else does, because I get to be more creative about what I want to do, instead of, oh, this episode, I don't really have anything to say about this episode, but I guess I have to write a review about it anyway, because if not, then people are going to spam me about what I thought about this episode. So, I kind of started off season, I didn't really start with season 4 or anything, but I did, who did I do collabs with last year? I did a collab with Ink Rose, which is, she's pretty hard, she's got more subscribers than me. I'll beat her. It's like, I will get that crown. Maybe. Probably not, but I'll try. Let's see. I did one with Dr. Wolf a while ago. I did one... I did one with Golden Fox on Button's Adventures. I did a kind of unknown one with Ricky Wampus and a male Alicorn a while ago. I know there's more. I can check if you want me to. I have them on a playlist, but those are the ones off the top of my head. I'm actually I'm working on one with Tommy right now. That should be released sometime, and maybe Digi. I don't know. Digi and I have I can kind of get by with Tommy because Tommy and I kind of story and stuff, man. But Digi and I are very different styles, so I have to get really creative if I want to do something with Digi. But I think that's about it. But I love doing collabs because it gives me another person to work off of, and B, it kind of brings something new to the table. So that's like this off season, I'll probably try to get another one with Ink and Silver Quill and the one I'm working on now with Tommy and blah blah blah. So expect more collabs because they're fun. Anyway, so
you heard it here, folks.
But don't spam me, I swear to God. I will come to you.
What? You don't like people sending you about 100 emails a day asking you for your autograph, or...?
Autographs I can live with, but, like, collabs, I cannot, because I do like them, but at the same time, you have to be careful, because if you say, oh, I love collabs, I'm like, you like collabs? Can I do a collab with you? And I've gotten offers before that I want to do collab with you, but I have no idea how to do anything. I'm just like, so you have to do all of it. I'm just like... no thanks, sorry. Because there's nothing really there for me.
Mm-hmm. We put my OC in the show.
Oh yeah, I get those all the time. It's like, hey KP, can you give me a shout out? Can you put my OC in there? I'm just like, I didn't really do that, sorry hon. And then I kind of feel bad in a sense because I'm known to be getting a lot of them fan arts out of everyone, and I did one thing in the throwaway gag for the Pegasus review, the analysis on Pegasus genetics. But besides that, I don't really do anything because there's not really a place to do anything with the fan art. So they're like, I did fan art, can you put in a video? It's like, oh, I appreciate it, but at the same time, I can't really do anything with it. I love it. I love you, though. Don't unsubscribe.
That actually reminds me of, you remember that video Yaplap did with all of his fan art?
I did not. I haven't seen it.
If you get a chance, viewers, or I should say listeners, unless you are watching the sound waves on a spectrum, but listeners, if you get a chance.
The best kind of podcast.
Yes. Oh, and subscribe to her. I haven't said that yet. Yes. Yes, I will drop a link in the IRC here in a minute.
Give me your love.
Give her all of your loves. Now, next question. You mentioned that you had a different style than DigiBrony.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your style?
Well, Digi is... he's probably the most famous of the analysts. I always say analyzers, but it's like, it's not analyzers, it's analysts. You're in the community, you should know that. Sorry, did I do that?
I have no idea. What was that? It sounded like a razor.
I don't know, it wasn't on my end. Who did it? Noses.
Dang it. Ring, this is why we can have nice things.
It's not my fault, it was a stupid dryer. Probably gonna go off in another 5 minutes.
This anyway,
is my computer in the living room.
Anyways, as you were saying before, I was spammed with.
It's alright. It's cool. I got you guys. Anyway, Digi Hat is known for like the very analytical style about, you know, I'm gonna sit down and talk to you about every little thing, and and people admire him, and I'm just like, to be honest, I don't really have the patience for that. I'm just like, oh. Especially because, like, there's a lot of times that, throughout the season that I don't really have anything to talk about in the episodes. So I only have to make them 2 minutes, but I like to be more entertaining than that. So my reviews or analyzing-ness is very short. It's just like, I like this, I like this, you should go, like, this means this, funny joke, gag, that's usually how I do it. But it gives me a lot more creative freedom than just, you know, sitting there and giving a review. So that's what I like. So I guess that's, long story short, I'm more comedic, and I'm very much, like, just short and to the point than Digi is. But Digi has his strengths too, of course.
So what inspirations do you have for your video?
As far as media, usually whatever I reference, a lot of times some of the references I put in are like things I just watched like a few nights ago. I'm like, I like this, I'm gonna find a way to reference it. Or a lot of times I have this weird skill when I write something or I mention something, then I like can remember it from an animated something. So I'm like, I wonder if I can find that clip. So that's how I get the majority of the references. My brain works weird. Anyway, so usually, as far as movies, I have like a list of like my favorite animated movies of all time ever. But I'm not really as hard as Kim Possible than as I'd like to be, because I've liked it for so long. I'm a tad burnt out, but that doesn't mean I don't know my Kim Possible stuff. Don't question that. But let's see. I love, what shows do I love? I love Avatar, The Last Airbender. I don't really care for Korra.
You are gonna get so much hate mail.
I know, it's true. I put it in the Q&A too, but I adore Avatar, but Korra, I mean, I don't, it's, the characters aren't as developed, and because of that, I don't really care for them as much, and it pains me, and I get angry. I'm just like, why do I watch the show? Stupid romances that I don't care about, why? But Avatar is like, the first one is like the best thing ever. Kim Possible, like, still is a, like, it still holds up as a really good show. If you haven't watched it, it's good. I promise. Like, if you're a fan of the laid back action, like, spy movie parodies of just like kind of lampshading, just like, people assume that my favorite character is Kim, but it's actually Draken, because Draken's just like comedic, like some of his comedicness is just comedy. Yeah, that's the right word. Some of Jackson's comedy is just like the best thing ever, and I lose my crap. When he rapped when I was like 11, it was like the best thing on this earth. But if you don't know the rapping Jackson song, anyway. Other than that, those are usually my drives. I love the Humongous Entertainment games, which count as animated because they are animated, and I'm really excited because they just revamped the company. And I don't know what, they might, like, release new games and all that on, like, Androids, and I'm very excited because they're now following me on Twitter, and I really want to, like, promote them somehow. It's like, I was officially associated with them, and they were my childhood. I'm very nostalgic, if you can tell.
Yes.
What other shows do I want? And I'll list one more, and then we can move on. I really, really, really love Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney movie.
I surprisingly have never seen that.
Oh my god. People give crap because the gargoyles were there for, like, ruin the comedy, but like once you get to the heart of the story, and like it's like best. One of my all-time favorites. So. And like Little Mermaid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I have just mostly animated stuff. I love animation.
Animation is a very it's a very good genre, I would say.
It's my favorite genre. I was going to be an animator, but then I'm like, I'm too lazy to animate. So now I'm going to college for film and like with a minor in graphic arts, so that way I can like, I really would like to be like an animation director. So that's the plan, so. But yeah, so animation is God.
So okay, so what do you do anything video-wise outside the fandom?
No, not at all. I put most of my energy to producing content for the fandom, and like, there's always like the little the student films and stuff, but I don't really have the drive, because I know people already love me here, they'll pretend to love whatever new video I put out. But like, if I just like put something out there just for the sake of putting it out there, it's not really gratifying for me. So I'm sure I'll branch out as time goes on, just like everyone else has to, but for now I'm milking the ponies, and but yeah, once I actually start doing like my own student films, I'm sure there will be a place for that. But if that answers your question?
That does answer my question. Oh, I love how this works. You are the best interviewee
all the interviews.
Yes, out of all, because you just...
I just ramble, and I'm like, okay, I'm done, move on.
Like, Silverhound, he was fun, don't get me wrong, and we had a lot of fun, but there was a lot of, like, eh. Maybe that was because I was running on, like, 3 hours of sleep, and I had a mix coming right after his, but... Oh, and I had, like, 10 minutes of prep time, I think. But, yeah. I wanted to make that comment. You, good job.
Gold star for KP.
Gold star. You did it. All right, so a lot of people are probably going to be asking, but
what is happening? Where is this going?
Nowhere dark.
Okay, I can live with that.
What's your best advice for beginners who want to get into making videos?
Okay, good. I thought this was going somewhere different. Anyway, I get that question a lot, and I'm kind of mean about how I answer the question, because I'm just like, here's, like, I used to give people a list, like, you can't do this, you can't do that, but then I realized that people aren't, like, they're just gonna do what they want anyway, so I'm just like, Digi made 2 videos about how to do this, like, first, like, how to make your own style, and analyze it. The other one was, like, how to physically do videos, like, Vegas, and writing scripts and all that, and how he does it. First of all, make sure you want to do this long-term, because a lot of people expect instant results, instant gratification, and they do a video, and it's not that good, to be frank. And then they get frustrated, and like, I don't want to do this anymore. So I would say, make sure you want to do this long-term. Make sure that you have a good mic set up, because the first thing, like, you can pass by with video, but if your mic isn't, or if you don't have a good, don't be me and use your built-in mic the first time. Yeah, don't look up my old videos. Don't do that. I can't delete them, but... buy a mic, spend money. If you don't have money, rob a bank.
You heard it here. If you don't have money, rob a bank. KP approved.
I don't know if it's police approved, but you know. This girl on the internet named I Love Compossible, who makes My Little Pony reviews, told me it was okay. Is it okay? But, make sure whatever you have to say is worth saying. Like, don't rehash something that someone else has already said. Do your own shit. Sorry, I don't want to say that, but okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
PG-13.
Okay, I can live with that. Yep. Offer something unique is an important thing, because if not, you're gonna blend in with the crowd. Like, my thing was being funny. If you analyze, then people are gonna be like, why go to you when someone else who does it better is doing it better? So, and then get yourself out there. Look up SEO stuff, which is like how to, you know, get the most hits, like, by time of day you upload, like stuff like that. Make sure you post on Reddit. Make sure you post. Make sure you send your stuff on Equestria Daily. If you get a nightly roundup, that's still something. Make sure you have a lot of social outlets like Facebook and stuff. try not to do it for the money. Like, I know everyone and their mom is going to Patreon now. Like, I just saw a video that Shirt Club Pwns is doing Patreon. I'm just like, oh, yeah. I gotta do Patreon. But, like, how if you want to do, if that's the plan to do Patreon, have that come second. Like, I've been doing it for a year and I haven't gotten a dime from it. Like, there's probably gonna come a point where, like, okay, I'll sell out, I'll do Patreon because, you know, this is better than having, like, a legit part-time job, but don't have that be the motivation. Because, especially when you're just starting out, people aren't, you won't know if people want to give you their money unless you have a good product. So make sure it's successful first. And I would say also don't go all out, like, the first review, because usually what's going to end up happening is you go all out, and then you get frustrated because you don't have enough experience to make sure your video is as good as you need it to be, like audio experience and editing experience and stuff. So, like, start off slow and then test the waters a little bit before you put 110%, because it's going to be, you're going to get annoyed if no one cares. If you spent, like, if your video is, like, a half an hour long and you spent, like a week doing it, don't do that. I think that's all the advice I've had. I have.
All right. So remember that. Start small. I can't tell you how many people I've seen try to start a project and then epically fail.
Oh yeah, God, yeah. Make sure, like, I've heard horror stories about, like, animators who've had projects that, like, they overextend themselves, and I thought I was being realistic in the sense that. Of my little secret project that I'm doing, but no, it's complicated, especially if you don't know what you're doing, like I did. But start small. Don't, like, I'm gonna make a 3-hour My Little Pony documentary, and it's gonna be amazing. And I'm just gonna do it all by myself. I'm just like, and I'm gonna not do it without a budget. I'm just like, yeah, you have fun with that. Yeah, let's see how that turns out.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Now, if you could go back to any of your videos and could change something, what would it be?
Let's see. What's gotten me the most trouble is a better question. I don't really... I think if season 4 was going slower, then I would have more time to mull over episodes and not try to get out a response as instantly as the internet would like me to. I probably wish when I was starting out I knew I had a better hand of what I was doing than just, like, jumping into it, because no one cares. I'm really tempted just to redo my old videos because I think the points are still good, mm-hmm. but everyone just, like, absolutely turned off by the quality. So, but I'm just like, go watch my videos. So I think that's it. I haven't really, from what I can tell, I haven't really gotten into any to too much controversy or trouble by what I produce as far as my videos, but then again, I kind of stopped paying attention to comments after a little while. I mean, I read them a little bit, and but not as much. Like, when I first started out, I was responding to every comment, and yeah, I don't do that anymore because I just don't have the energy.
You can't. It gets. So,
I can't. I don't have the time.
After a while, yeah.
And like another thing is people, like, this is kind of might go in another direction, but yeah, the Skype request what we were talking about earlier, when people are like, hey, I'm a fan of yours, can I add you on Skype? I usually say no, because one, I've gotten creeped on by Skype before, because I'm a girl. And B, it's usually very distracting for me when fans try to message me on Skype, because I do pay attention to my Skype. So I'm just like, thanks, you're sweet, I'm sorry, but I don't really add Skype for people I work with. If you want a relationship with me, go join my free labor group, maybe. I don't know. That's what I call it. they call themselves, like, we're locked in KP's basement. She won't let us out. We get an hour's sunlight every day.
Oh, that reminds me of, do you ever remember the dot moves?
I'm tempted to do, when I, like, one of the things I have on my list of things to review off-season is, like, fan stuff. So Dot Mauve is on there, and the Pony Got Mauve, and there's Flufflepuff that I want to do, and then there's, that Friendship is, maybe do Friendship is Rushcraft, too, but,
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is, like, things people actually care about, including
that's me. That's interesting, yes.
So, and plus I'd have more fun with them because and probably Disorderly Conduct, which is a blog on Tumblr that's done absolutely amazing, I don't remember where I was going with this. So, like, they make fun of it, so they wanted to do an original song. I'm like, can we just do a song and just have it, you put it on your videos? I'm like, I got an idea. How about we do, like, a parody of, like the Dot Mauve rarity, like, you guys are the Mexicans and I'm rarity, and you guys make an original song, I'll put it at the end of the Dot Mauve. They're like, sure, that sounds okay. And I'm like, we can't do it now. I got too much shit going on with Secret Project and Renew Play and weekly video reviews and collabs, but maybe for that we'll do that. So, and then it's exciting because if I do these reviews, I have a bigger name than I did a year ago. Mm-hmm. So the people that are the target might actually see it, you know? Like, I know Kimmy Sparkle follows me on Twitter, which is kind of confusing. But because she's like, I'm the only Pegasus review, except I follow KP on Twitter. It was Twitter. Anyway, so that's always exciting, and I know, like, especially that's motivating for the animator and the editors, because I'm not the only pony out there. So, so that's what I mean by, like, more creative freedom off-season, but I don't even remember what the question was. Sorry.
Well, I think the question is, what would you change if you could go back? And then you actually skipped the next question, which is, what can we expect from you in the future? Which is, I love it. Great.
I just don't care.
So let's you released a video the other day, about 2 weeks ago actually, that I got to see because I was browsing on Equestria Daily. Good job, EQD, even though you didn't post my nightly roundup last night. But yes, and you had asked for press regarding this super secret project of awesomeness, I believe is what you called it. And probably
something like that.
The real thing you want to talk about, not just yourself tonight. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, honestly, I don't think I was smart in the sense, like, Sean, my head animator, swore up and down. It's like, oh, we can get this done. We have a month. We can get this done. But now we're like, we can probably get it done, but we might not be able to get it done on time. So I'm like, oh. Okay, so wait till the project's done before you start, like, doing promotion for it, but I promise, it's almost done, I promise. But, like, anyway, so this project has been going on since, July.
Okay.
So, it's been a long time. God, it's been a long time. Anyway, so, I had this... I don't want to give too much away because I'm very secret about what I give away. I make my anime, like, everyone swear, it's like, you cannot tell us all. I'll send my army of ninja assassins after you. But,
so it's like an NDA, except if you break it, you die.
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
If you get voted off the island, you get excommunicated from the Church of Celestia.
Oh wow, that's
so I always had this vision, but it kind of evolved into something that I didn't really expect. Like, the first animated segment was just supposed to be a storyboard, like a really bad storyboard, but now evolved into a full-fledged 4-minute animation that looks really good, if I do say so myself. It's not Janimation's here, but it's still up there, I would think. And people aren't going to even expect, it's like, what the hell is, KP is not an animator, why is she doing, where did this come from? Which is the thing. But anyway, so how it started is I was looking for animators, and Anthony C, he recommended me this guy named Chris, who has his animator named Sean, and Sean was a fan of mine. He's like, oh, sure, I'll be hit animator. So I, and then we realized Sean couldn't do it by himself. And then, so we kind of, it was a bunch of trial and error about who to get as far as animation. And then I had problems with my musicians because, they weren't getting things done as fast as that I wanted them to get things done. So they slowed the project down about maybe 3 months. So, here's a hint. There's a musical number in the animation.
Ooh, musical number.
I know, right?
The hype has increased.
You have no idea. None. So that evolved. And so it's basically been, like, trugging along. If I knew it would have been as long and tedious as it had been, I probably either would not have done it or wish I, like, knew all this stuff beforehand. But, so there's 3 animated segments. There's the big draw, which is the big animated segment at the beginning. There's a Crown Prince animatic in the middle that she generously volunteered to do for me. And I realized, like, you know, like, we had a conversation. She's like, or I was like, you know, if we knew that this was going to get done, like, a lot later, you probably just could have straight up animated it. And she's like, yeah, probably. I'm just like, oh. But, and then there's the credits that are animated in the Mini Pony style. I'm releasing a new trailer on Monday, hint, hint, that showcases more of this. There's about, I'll hype it up a little bit. There's about maybe 40 Flash puppets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No wonder it's taken you about a year.
Yeah. It's only 4 minutes. And I'm probably just gonna, most of them are pony analysts. So I'm probably just gonna spam everyone saying, hey, did you know that you're in this thing that I did? If you don't like it, too bad, it's too late, but, you know, you should promote it anyway. I feel like no one would have a problem with it. I mean, you know.
Forced promotion.
Forced promotion. And let's see, I will say it has a specific cause for a specific something that is very vague, and I noticed that we have a new person in the call, so hi, new person.
That's my other co-host, Dusk.
Oh, okay.
Dusk, if you want to come on and say hi, please.
I guess nope. That's a no.
Hi, sorry. My internet is total crap. I can't be on Skype and on the radio at the same time, and I want to hear you. So I'll just go back to my dark corner and listen silently.
Okay, that works. Shine in the corner. It's like every... I feel like every time I hear Dust Song, and every time I see Dust Shines. Oh, but anyway, it has a, let's see,
what was it? Sorry, I apologize for throwing you off there.
It's alright, I threw myself off. It's like, hey, there's a new person in here. But, it has a specific cause. I hope it will be as big as I want it to be. It's very debatably. Here's another spoiler. There's some live action stuff at the end.
Ooh.
You have any questions you want to ask about that?
Well, I noticed somebody who goes by the name of Bronyborn is in the chat right now, and he owns Luna Radio, another little radio station we have on Ponyville Live that does nice acoustic classical listening, but I know he's curious, I am too. I have to ask, is Luna going to be in it at all?
I don't think so. I'm trying, let's see, who can I say who's in it without giving anything away that I already have? Fudge. There's a lot of Fosticorns.
There's a lot of Fosticorns.
There's a lot of Fosticorns.
Yes! Fosticorn is best. I forget what she is fanonly. Is she a queen? I can't remember.
I don't know. But, I know Tara is the queen of the ponies, if that helps. But,
she's the best of everything.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. That's
best
right.
of everything.
Best
okay.
of everything.
Yay. Yay. Okay, back to the corner.
Yeah. The corner.
Back to your corner. Back to your prison. Let's see. I don't know.
But, but it's so dark.
Dusk, go to your corner.
You guys forgot to plug the water holes. Okay. I'm done.
No sunlight for you today. Yeah, any other questions that I can dance around?
Questions that you can dance around? Actually, yes. Concerts, conventions,
et cetera. I can do that.
Any public appearances you're going to?
So actually, it was really bad of me. I applied for a BabsCon panel really late, because I didn't think I was gonna go. And then one of my friends like, "You should probably go, Rachel, because you'd probably be good. You can premiere the project BabsCon." I'm like, "Okay, sure." And then it was back and forth email, and then you know I tried to be as vague as possible. It's like, "Oh, it has all these puppets," and they're like, "We actually need to know what it's about." I'm like, "I don't really want to tell you." And they're like, "Well, it's like, I have a lot of subscribers. Can't you just give me a panel automatically, please?" I'm like, "No. No." So I'm like, "Well, we're actually going to need to know what it's about." And then I show them part of the video that I had done that I have done. They're like, is this just a PSA about something?" I'm just like, "No, because there's more about it, but that's all I have right now." And they're like, okay. And then they just stopped emailing me back after they got that. They were really interested until they got that little bit. I'm like, okay. So that was where the BabsCon joke and the video came. And I made fun of myself for not giving them content. But I was, at the same time, I was kind of annoyed. It's like, well, if they were Phil or not. I think they were just curious to see what I was doing. But they were like, but they weren't really interested anymore. But I'm like, okay, forever alone. I wasn't going to go to your convention anymore.
Now, you did say you were going to BronyCon, right?
I am going to BronyCon. I don't want to speak too soon, but Tommy told me I should apply for the analyst panel, and I was like, I was kind of like skeptical about it because it's not like I'm a newbie. Like it's their thing, it's the boys' thing. Digi Brony and Tommy Oliver, for those who are unaware. And he's like, "No, just spam them," and so we did. And I think they're talking about that they want to expand the scope and have more than just the two of them, have like the whole thing and have it be in the main floor and have like anyone there who's like significant in the community to be on the panel and stuff. Wow. So you say, "Oh, like you're disappointed," like, "Oh
no," like I said, "Wow."
So like I don't know if that's gonna happen, but hopefully I'll at least get on the panel, because I'm afraid what's gonna happen is we're like, "Oh, the BronyCon's gonna tell them no, you're gonna deal with what you have." And they're like, "Well, let's just do it with Tommy and Digi." I'm just like, but please, I want to be on the panel. I want to feel important. God damn it. But, yeah, well, either way, I'm going to BronyCon. So, and you might know what I look like by then, because I get a lot of that too. And I also get a lot of, "Hey, are you fat or something? Because is that why you don't want to go on camera?" I'm just like, "No, I have other reasons why I don't want to go on camera." Your phone. So,
I love it when people automatically assume that,
or like I'm self-conscious or just like, "No, just go away." You don't understand life, but, and they ask them anonymously too. I'm just like, "Of course."
Sorry, I don't mean to steal your interview away here, but
it's all right.
I was at Nightmare Nights and I wear the aviators because my OC and had the blue hair. But I legitimately had somebody come up to me and ask if I was blind and needed any assistance. because I was
at least these... they were sweet about
it. Yeah, it was nice, but it was just the funniest thing because, But yeah, it was. I had to take off the glasses and look them dead in the eye and say no, thank you. But
you should have like pretended to be blind. It's like no, just like feel their face. Like no, thank you.
Just feel it. Stick a finger in her mouth. Yeah. What movie is that off of? Not Tommy Boy. Alright, sorry. Sidetracking. As you were saying, conventions, yes.
That's about it for now. I probably should... I guess I'm horse famous enough to start saying, hey, you should pay for me to come for free because I'm horse famous and it will get you people. But I haven't really gotten to that point yet. I'll see what happens. I just feel like that's kind of like pretentious, but at the same time, I guess I'm allowed my rights because I have a lot of subs, so I'm just like, but I'll see what happens. I might do that. Maybe, but I think that's about it. So BronyCon's the only confirmed one so far.
Well, I think that's about it for questions, unless you have anything you'd just like to spout out.
Not really. I've got to put a video up saying the project's probably going to be late, which I don't really want to do, but at the same time, I probably have to do. But I'll make it funny. Not really. I'm still looking for press stuff. Because so if anyone's interested, that's legit press and not, you know, I've gotten like some scary things. Like I have a friend who has a YouTube account. You should do press for us. I'm just like, that's charming.
Backwards.
But so and I'm just like no thanks but no thanks. But,
yes.
Go ahead.
So, what you're saying is that, if anybody more horse famous than Pony Bill Live has any...
You had to spell horse famous like H-O-R-Z. Yes, H-O-R-Z.
Yes. Horse. There we go. I put it in the chat for anybody who has any question of how that's supposed to be spelled. And what I'm also going to do is I'm also going to open up the IRC and Skype to open questions. And the only reason
I love Skype is... If you can tell, I like to talk, so I'm open for questions.
Absolutely. So, Dusk, you have a question. Why don't you come
on? Yay, I'm allowed out of the corner.
Back to your prison. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, do you have any intentions on going to DerbyCon South?
If I'm invited as a community guest, possibly. Are you press or something there? Or are you just curious?
He's just curious.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Yeah, I'm curious. It'll literally be my first con, and I'd love to, you know, meet someone horse famous.
Horse famous. possibly. I'm probably not gonna seek it out, only because me and someone kind of had a falling out, because that's what happens sometimes, and I'm not really excited about meeting said person if I go to DerpyCon, because he has a prominent role. But at the same time, if I was invited just like invite me to your convention and say, hey, we will pay you to come, then I will come, I promise. But I also I gotta see what happens. But like, if you throw money at me, I will come to whatever you want, but G-rated, I swear to you, I'm not a hooker, I promise.
Okay, all
right. I was holding back that comment. I'm so glad you said it for me.
Oh, dang it. This. Awesome. Okay, so we have a comment in the IRC. 180. Scootaloose, a good friend. He thought you were Canadian. Are you from Canada by chance?
No.
She is not from Canada. She's from the exact opposite part of the northern United States, in fact. So, or not northern United States, northern North America. That's what I was looking for. Geometry. No, geography. Dang it.
You were here. You were. God, now I'm failing at English.
Yeah, I know. It's contagious.
Ace, you're killing me.
You're killing my ideas.
I give up. Like, I give up. I'm not even going to try and say the joke now.
Oh dear. Okay. That threw me for a loop.
Words.
What are words?
Just one word.
I don't know. No, opposite side of North America. Yeah, there we go. It's a continent, Scootaloos. North America. No, not South America. North America. Dang it, Scootaloos.
It's not Australia. It's North America.
Okay, alright. Anybody else have any questions? We're... I'm sorry. I literally have a tear in my eye right now from laughing.
Ask questions while the tension's still good.
Who's your favorite pony? We're just going to go down this road because I like this road.
I always like to cheat and say, if you watch some of the interviews that John DeLancey does, like, he doesn't, the only thing that bothers me about John is, like, he doesn't watch the show, and I'm just like, just watch the show. It will make your life easier if you just watch the show. But obviously he doesn't listen to me because I'm just talking to my computer. But, so I, as a smart ass, I like to say, oh yeah, John DeLancey is my favorite pony. It's like, no, KP, an actual pony. Like, or I say Discord is my favorite pony, and then I get the same response. But I would have to say, I used to like Rarity, but now I kind of like Fluttershy, even though I don't, like, I guess I realize, like, that mix of Fluttershy and Rarity, because, like, people don't think that I'm a girly girl, but I am really, really girly. Like, to the point where, like, I'm kind of scared about who I'm going with to BronyCon, because I am high maintenance, and I'm afraid I'm gonna piss someone off.
Oh, dear.
But, So Fluttershy, I guess, by default, if I'm not allowed to choose John DeLancey or Discord.
You're not allowed to choose those, but you can choose Q. Star Trek joke there for all of you that don't know. Speaking of Star Trek, did you ever watch Star Trek?
I watched the John DeLancey. I watched the Q episodes for Q versus Discord that no one... It was annoying, though, because, like, we worked... Like, me and my friend Joe worked so hard on that, but no one really cares. It only has like 30,000 views after this whole time, and I'm just like, oh, but only
30,000 views. I'll be lucky to get 30. This is why I
horse famous problems.
Yeah, my YouTube is not horse famous by any means, mainly because I don't post anything to it. But yeah.
But anyway, so I watch. Like, I understand. Like, I don't really. I mean, the thing I really like. Don't think that, like, in the core, Discord and Q are totally, I understand that, like, on the outside they look the same, like, voiced by the same guy, you know, Discord was Q was the inspiration for Discord, bloody blah, but, like, once you get into psychological stuff, and, like, you know, I think that Discord's a lot more, complicated than Q, as far as, how he interacts with people, his emotional level. Just how he works, how his past works, how his past happened. That, and I kind of like that he evolved just from like a Q empathy. If you guys watch TV, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but like TV tropes thing. To, you know, just to his own thing. And I mean, I think I understand. I could be totally wrong in that because I did only watch the Q episodes of Star Trek. I watched all of them. I watched, like, Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and all that. But at the same, like, Q just seems like he wants to screw things up. And I definitely see the similarities, but at the core, I think they're very different characters. And I want to debate Q versus Discord more, but we'll have to see how the season final turns out, because that should be interesting.
Yes, the season finale. Dang it. I actually had a dream about that last night. It was very weird. I don't even remember it. That was one of those weird deja vu things. Let's see. I think I've asked all of my questions on my sheets. I thought of something. Dust thought of something.
Shoot.
Are you a big fan of fan fictions by any chance?
People assume I am because I did that one, the Forever Young when I was just starting out, but not really. I'm a watcher. I'm not a reader of any, like, there's always exceptions, but when there was nothing Discord related, I had to, like, it's like, okay, I'll read some fan fiction because I need my fix, but now I'm just fix. Like, I need my fix, man. now I just, like, I don't have time. Unless I plan to review it, but at the same time, I'd rather review, like, .nov or like, Friendship is Witchcraft than, like, a fanfic, you know? Something that's gonna be more, more community known than, you know, except there's always My Little Dashy or something, but, like, for the most part, the animations or stuff more known than, you know, than fanfics in general. So.
Dusk, were you going down the road with that? The road I think you
were? No, okay. I was not a plug ring. I was not going to.
He's not plugging himself. See, Dusk, I'll plug him for him. Dusk is a fanfic writer. Go to fanfiction, people, Dustshine, Cults Meet Crusaders, my nice little fanfic that's still in the works. Did you ever decide to do that for your college paper?
Actually, ironically, I am, and I'm working on it.
Awesome.
Now, for those who don't know, because no one bloody knows, Ace looked the hell out. The guy who is doing this college class at my high school got sacked. He got fired, laid off, whatever you want to call it. But he's contracted to go through the year. So as a giant middle finger to the college they worked for, he said, screw the syllabus. And now I am writing a pony fan fiction for a college passing grade.
And it stars me.
And it stars Ace, myself.
Do you become an Alicorn or something?
Pony porn, baby.
No, but I kid you not. This is how the fanfic ends. I'm spoiling this. See, it started out like a year ago. He wrote this paragraph and said, Ace, read this on air. Back then, we were in a group of six people, and we all did a shipping names for a couple weeks. We're not going to say a name. But we did our shipping names as a joke on IRC. So I was Apple Ace, Dusk was... Twidusk or something like that? I don't remember. Anyways.
Dusklight.
Dusklight, that's right. So, when we did our shipping names, Apple Ace, because Applejack is best pony. But...
Best background pony.
Best background. She went there. I haven't heard that one before. But yeah, Dust said, hey, I'm gonna write you a little short little paragraph fic, and you're gonna read it on air in the most sultry voice you can. I said, alright. He writes this fic, and I still have the MP3 of when I read it back then on my computer, but I'm not going to play it. I kid you not. The last words of the fic are, and then they did it. The end.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
And then they fucked.
Oh, and then they bucked. I'm sorry. I wanted to change it to then they did it, but along the lines of, and then they bucked. The end.
Awesome talent.
Oh, yes, shut absolutely. Up. Oh, it's Ring. Welcome back, Ring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Okay, so back to KP. I'm sorry, KP. I just stole your interview.
I always have to be the center of attention ever.
You do, because it's your interview. And I'm getting faces from our station owner, so I should... I think, unless anybody has any other questions, we have...
Moment of silence for questions.
We have divulged. We'll do an after show here, which is probably what we should have put that under. But any other questions anybody has? No? Okay. Miss KP, do you have any questions about myself, the network, anything?
I'm curious to see who you guys have had in the past as far as interviewees.
We've had, oh man, just the ones that I know of, we've had so many. Forest Rain, we had Yelling at Cats, Silverhound, Additive, Subtractive, or A-, I'm just going to call them that. Really, that's all the ones I have been around for, but we've had so many with so many more horse famous people.
You forgot and, one.
Who did
Well, not horse famous, but...
Who did I forget?
Really?
Tony?
I said really.
No!
Anyways, this is...
Yes.
JB. Okay, JB. We had JB. I'm sorry. This is just off the top of my head. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But yeah, we've had a lot of famous people. Oh, M.A. Larson was on Pony Toast Show. And a few of them. I talked to Woody Wooten. But yeah. Tombstone. Oh, yes. Eurobeat Odyssey. Tombstone will be coming on Ponyville FM at some point. I do not think we have that solidified yet. If we do, I was not around for the memo. But yes, definitely tune in for that, everybody listening. I think that about wraps it up, but yeah, sorry. I was the one that started rambling that time.
KP Cop rambling, don't you know that?
Oh. Take all my money. Alright. I suppose that about wraps it up. Thank you, Miss KP, for coming on. Be sure to go follow her on YouTube at I Love Kim Possible a lot. Always one word. And at Twitter at I Love KP a lot, I believe is what that is.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And any other places, Tumblr, that I don't know about?
I have a DeviantArt too, which is fun. I think that's it though, and I have a Facebook that I can't figure out how to update automatically. So.
And be sure to stick around for the awesome the Secret Project of Awesomeness that will be coming out within a month, hopefully, probably a little longer than that. That wraps it up. Any final words?
Not really. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nope. Thank you for coming on. This has been Dropping the Bass with DJ Pony Ace with co-host Dustshine Ring and the lovely interviewee.